Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can I tell you something? Oh, I'm sorry.
Steiny and Guru along with Lucas Alexander trying to get my text line going here. What's up, Goo?
Nothing. I know it's a sports show, but we're family.
Sure.
And I just want to, just another PSA from the Goo. The most important relationships in society, Steiny. Are based on what?
Based on getting over.
Like some of the best marriages, some of the best friendships. What word? I'm looking for one word.
Trust.
What are they Evan, thank you. And if you don't have that, what do you really have? Because I'm going to say nothing. If you don't have the T word, what are you doing?
You're working toward earning that
and
trust.
I had to do something in the break that was embarrassing. But do you get where I'm going? Like, Evan, if you don't trust, get out of whatever you're in with that person.
Well, I need you to elaborate now on who and what kind of broke this trust.
Just some domestics, Goose, that happened, but...
And that's what life's about.
It is, but, Steiny, I don't like that.
Well, I think one of the mistakes that you make...
Okay, talk to me.
Well, trust isn't... Trust must be constantly earned. You don't just
I've never heard that.
You don't just get it and then woo, you have it forever. You got to keep working
on
it.
Are you saying one can lose it? Well, yeah, you can lose it.
You have different levels of
trust.
But
you never really get it back. Well, I'm not there yet.
I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, but I think you have a little bit because I had to.
Like, you know. How much do you now trust Jimmy Butler?
Hey, look. Listen, this and my guy Sheed from Warriors World hit me on Twitter, Steiny, and he goes, "Goo, you sounded like Steiny with the Butler hate." It's not hate. I just specified and broke it down to game 4 and 5. I'm going to die on that hill. I still love Jimmy, but I'm just watching him in his off season with the videos that he shared.
It bothers you, doesn't it?
No, nothing. It's just, it's strange. Cameo. Strange.
It's actually not that strange when NBA players, when their season comes to an end, typically they'll go on vacation.
Right. But when people are trying to make it out that because I made a comment about game 4 and 5 in the shot production, that I'm judging everything about Jimmy, and I'm not.
He's ours.
Stop. No, he's ours.
If I would give up on Anthony Edwards like you've given up on Jimmy Butler, I would have a new team.
No, I have not given up on Jimmy.
By the I think the Thunder are going to be my new favorite team.
Well, I told you this. Evan, tell me if I'm wrong. They remind me of the 14-15 Warriors, and I got there, and I'm admitting, telling on myself, without the most important nugget. They're all homegrown. OKC.
The Warriors Caruso.
Okay, but you know what? That's Iggy.
Hartenstein.
He kind of is their Iguodala.
Hey,
although,
guys.
Yeah, we're being honest.
You know what I mean. They're homegrown and drafted the core, and it's like, wow. But I'm all in on Butler, but Anthony Edwards, Steiny, this is not over, but two shots, even if you think you're playing the right way, that's fine. But the offense wasn't the problem. They couldn't stop OKC. But I'm going to ask you this about your boy Finch. If they're doubling, triple-teaming Ant, I would do that from the first minute of the game with Shea just to make somebody else on OKC.
I'll let him know.
No, really.
No, yeah.
Call him. Let's do a conference call. for him to get 30 shot attempts and he only made 13 is phenomenal. No, do the same thing they're doing to Ant.
Yeah, they lost by two.
Oh, man, they got it, man.
That was a great game.
That hey, we text.
Was a good game.
We had a personal thread going. We have one, Evan and I.
Mm-hmm.
You jealous?
Not really.
Yeah, and
I wasn't really on the threads this weekend, if you noticed.
Well,
we didn't.
Well, I didn't need you yesterday, but I'll just tell you, it was high-level hoops, and hopefully we get that tonight, because let me tell you something, the season about to be over.
Hey, by the way, here's a victory lap for me. You ready?
We'll determine if it is.
Finally, a coach executed something that I've been begging for well over a decade.
I don't know if this is a lap yet, but go ahead.
I've always said this, the whole hack a Shaq, hack Steven Adams, you know,
I hate it.
Rick Carlisle finally did it. He finally did what I've been promoting. You foul a bad foul shooter when you're leading, not when you're back, not when you're down nine. He starts fouling that guy from the Knicks who can't make a free throw. It's game. It was game two, and they're up about eight, and he starts fouling Robinson, and I'm thinking, that's the way you do it. Well, why, Steiny? Why would you foul when you're up? You know why you foul when you're up a guy with a guy like that?
Yeah.
Is because when you foul like that, with a guy like that, they can't make a run.
Wow.
They cannot make a run. They can't beat you from three. And chances are they're going to get 1 point a possession.
So this was game two, obviously. Yeah.
All right. Game two. Mm. I'm telling you, these coaches should be using the hack a Shaq when they're up.
What about this? Evan, does that constitute a victory lap?
Well, because Carlisle did it in game two.
Well, but to be fair, you've been harboring this idea for some time. This is actually the first time I've heard of it. So for you to take a victory lap on something that you've internalized,
yeah,
I don't really know that's a lap.
You kind of didn't blow it up enough because I was like, when did he say it last year?
I've said it for the last decade. In fact, with Shaq, I used to always think, why don't they foul when they're up against the Lakers? You keep the ball out of Kobe's hands.
Yeah. Kobe.
Shaq makes one of two. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jackie. Jackie's in Palo Alto.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hey. I think you guys are asking the wrong question.
Oh.
I don't think there's anybody who doesn't want to play with Steph. Okay? Well, look, play with me for a second.
Yeah.
The phone rings. Giannis picks up. Hey, man. I got to deal with the Warriors. Oh, yeah, really? Cool. So I get to play with Steph? Yeah, you get to play with Steph. That's cool. And of course, Draymond, man, he'll help me. Yeah, he won't be there. Oh, well, Jimmy. Jimmy's great. I'll have Jimmy. Yeah, he won't be there either. And what? Okay, what about this new kid, this Kuminga kid? He's kind of new, but I hear good things. Yeah, he's not going to be there either. Now what do we do?
Well, Guru says you still do it.
And Jackie, don't put Steiny and I just, you know, for specifics. I'm with you. I think people want to play with Steph. That's Steiny saying he doesn't know.
Well, playing with Steph is one thing, but do you think Giannis wants to be part of a rebuilding process?
Oh, no, not at all. That would, no way. How could that be?
Well, they'd be on the verge of rebuilding.
Oh, come on.
According to Jackie, right?
Yeah.
Jackie.
Yeah, who do they go?
But, see, hey, that's a great question now, Jackie, but I think you're underselling Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy. If they made a move like this, this is what they get paid for. They're not going to run out chop liver on the rest of the three spots to go with Giannis and Steph, because then that kind of goes against why you made the move.
Well, who do you have left? How are you going to get anybody?
That's out of his pay. This is when you usually say that's beyond my pay grade.
Well, I'm about to take a test with Myers, so I might be gone, but I better start now. But I'm just saying, Steiny, I don't have those answers.
Pods.
Yeah, Pods. Who else we got, Steiny?
Moses.
Post. Moses.
Yeah. Order the rings.
But who's the guy that missed all the bunnies against the Rockets in the playoffs?
Oh,
from Santa Cruz.
Braxton Keys.
Oh, Pat Spencer?
No, hey, we got Spencer too. Just trust.
I guess. If,
yeah.
If you say so. If you say so.
Perhaps.
Can you, just real quick, Stan, I know we're doing a show. Can you apologize to the people at the Domino Party for not showing up? Because I did too much building it up, but you gave me the Steiny signal. Can you just say, you know what? I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, you do.
No, that's all,
Steiny.
Yeah. People were waiting on you like you were Obama. And I didn't understand it. But can you say sorry into the mic?
Yeah, sure.
Because you kind of led me on like you were coming.
I was absolutely planning on coming, but
things happened.
I got back from golf at about 2:30, and I was thinking, you know what?
Well, that's late.
I know. And I was thinking, you know what? I can, I think I can make a run over to San Leandro. I was in Oakland.
Yeah.
I made a big mistake, though. I laid down.
That's like Ed Edwards did last night.
I laid down.
That's a wrap.
I laid down. I rolled over. It was 4:04. And I was thinking, yeah, I can't. I couldn't.
I got you.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted to.
It was a lack of grit.
And I was just Florio the whole day. Hey, at that Steiny, he'll show if he shows.
Jim D saying Steiny wasn't going from the jump. That's actually not true.
That is out there. I'm hearing a lot out
I can't
there.
I can't prove you wrong, but I'm telling you, I talked to some family members. I was thinking, hey, you know what? Sunday I may go to this party in San Leandro.
Should have brought the kids.
Yeah.
I only have one at home.
Only one, huh?
Yeah. Right now, yes. 415 here on the text line. Goose sounds delusional. I don't disagree with you.
So, just real quick, I'm the only part of, let's say Willard and Dibbs come in here 148. Am I the only Warrior fan, and I think Evan's on my team, saying I would like the Warriors to explore all possibilities? No, everybody's on the table, not named Steph or Giannis, and we'll deal with the aftermath. Shout out Dr. Dre. All right, if is that so ludicrous? Do you think I'm the only sole person in the Bay that is not behind this move? Malcolm X by any means necessary?
No, I don't think you're the only one.
Would you say more than half the fan base or more? I think 90% are like, go get it done. We'll deal with the rest.
I mean, it does feel like a move that if it's a, on the slight chance it's out there, you have to do it, right?
They called for LeBron.
They're trying to get Durant.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I'm just not sure that what you'll have this year resembles a championship team. That's all.
Well, I'll say this,
and I'm sorry. You know, I just watched Draymond. I watched Butler. I watched, Curry and those guys go 23-8, and then they won a ride. I don't know that they'll be that much better with Giannis.
I was just going to say
they won 48 games.
Yeah. But the reality was they were not a playoff team as is coming out of training camp last year with the 12-13-man rotation before our guy went down. So, Sonny, the reality is you had to go make a blockbuster trade to get to the playoffs and barely avoid the play-in. So for you to say, you know, I don't know what that team – that's what you were up until you pulled the switch on this deal for Butler. And how did that work out? So now if you're able to exchange and do something again, if you get frisky and swap Butler or whoever for Giannis, oh, my gosh.
But let's not forget the trade for Jimmy Butler – was at a discount,
no doubt about
because
it.
He was a pain in the ass Miami.
No doubt about it.
And Giannis is going to cost you significantly more. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live to you from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 650 on the text line. I'm with you, Goo. If you get him, They will come. Role players will take less to come play with those guys.
That's a great point. Let me piggyback off of this real quick.
Will they?
You just said they got a They got Butler for a come up. That's a discount in the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think Joe Lacob could look at that like, you know what? I pulled Jimmy Butler off and it was kind of basketball inexpensive. That would almost make me go all in and some for Giannis. Just knowing that I didn't do it for Butler. Just think about it.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It was minimal.
You're going to have to give up a lot for Giannis.
I think he's worth it.
And interestingly,
talk to him.
It wasn't long ago that you thought you'd rather have Butler than Giannis. But then Butler only took 20 shots in two games.
That's not the whole Butler story. It's just recency bias.
Listen, of course, if you can get Giannis, I think you got to go get him.
No doubt.
But I'm just saying, to me, if you go get Giannis, what you're saying is we got to build around him, and that's going to take 3 or 4 years. Like, I don't think you're built around him right now.
But it's easy for anybody to say that because we don't know what the fallout and who's going to fill out the roster.
You're right. But I can't see big boys filling out the roster.
Well, how many would you need after Stephens did? You need help. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to bring up this name because he's damaged goods and he'd follow Giannis. But the Middletons of the world, guys that are kind of, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm just throwing names. Dorian Finney-Smith. Those are the type of guy.
Yeah,
how did the Clippers do, even though they didn't go far in the offs? And they had basically Harden, Kawhi, and then they had great guys, role players.
Would you agree, Stoney, that they'd at least be closer than they were this year?
Say it healthy.
I mean, you saw that one of the reasons why Draymond and Jimmy couldn't get it done is because they're too old or they've got worn down.
That's great.
You don't think they'd be closer at all to a championship with Giannis as opposed to the big three right now?
Honestly, it's hard for me to say. I'm not.
Well, I'd like for you to decide.
But you, yeah.
Okay, so the way I'm looking at it is you have Giannis and Steph, pretty much, and we'll build around them or we'll tinker around them.
Yeah. And you got Giannis for the for your future. Don't forget that part.
No, I just mean next year, next season.
Come on, man. Great.
Mike Dunleavy said they're 90% focused on next season.
Come on, Steiny.
You don't think that they would be any closer to a title than they are right now?
I need to know who's gone. I assume Butler's gone.
Butler and Draymond are replaced by Giannis.
And Kuminga's not here either, right?
Well, he didn't play anyways.
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Steiny.
Come on, what?
You got to understand the answer to that question he's posing to you is yes.
Not an inch closer.
Well, in mind, you all were saying this team was a Western Conference final team, maybe an NBA final
team. We might have been right. Hey, Curry remained upright.
Okay, so Curry remains upright, and you're a Western Conference finals team this year. I don't know that they could be a Western Conference finals team next year. Just starting with Steph and Giannis.
Okay, I'll say this to that, though. Evan, he still didn't give you an answer. I'll say this to that. I have now seen, if I'm Joe Lacob and Mike D, what we look like without Steph in the playoff series. And to me, that's nothing to write home about. So if that were to ever happen again, It's like Allstate. I want to be in better hands. And I think a young Giannis, with what he's able to do.
He's not young.
Well, he's 30.
Ben, he's been in the league 12 years.
Oh, whatever you want to dub him because he's 30, shout out Steph. Stiney, the line's going to be around the corner, and you understand why, right? For Shams to say, like, I just think he was talking about Giannis in that statement. I think we got the sound. But him saying this is supposed to be the biggest offseason ever, 97% of that is Giannis and the Cooper Flag draft, who we know where he's going.
925, if the Warriors get Giannis, you're basically the West's version of the Milwaukee Bucks. That's a text.
But who's Steph on the Bucks? They don't have one.
Well, they had Damian Lillard.
Well, okay, he went down.
Right.
And he's... Look, I love Dame, but Dame Curry's ability to play off the ball, too, in all ways, Stoney, is different than Dame. So I ain't going to put no shade on Dame's name, but Dame ain't Steph.
I mean, I guess what's given me pause is I just don't think it's that realistic in the first place. I just don't.
Well, Joe Lacob called LeBron, was that realistic?
No, it wasn't.
But what if they would have said yes?
But they,
we would have been blown away when the breaking sounder hit, right? I'm just saying from a Joe Lacob perspective. This is way more realistic, it sounds like, than that call to LeBron.
Why would you say that? Like, are you really because he was in text? He was in town for a Google concert?
No, not just that, Stoney. I think they like each other's game. They like each other, and they would love to play together. I could be totally wrong, man.
And
I just think there's something there, man.
But, like, what? There's got to be more than just a hunch.
Well, KD and, remember back in the day, KD and, Kyrie were in a hallway here at the Oracle, and people were wondering what they were talking about doing, all you know, getting together, and they played together years later. So I'm just saying, I don't know, but I think that there's something to it. And it's kind of exciting until we find out.
Why wouldn't you want to go to San Antonio? Let's just say, hypothetically, they have.
I don't have that answer.
They have way more to give to the Bucks in terms of youth and players that may be significant players down the line.
So where do we draw the line? Because the reason you brought that up, I think of Janet Jackson, the control element. Who's in control? The Bucks on what they get back, or the old adage that we hear, you want to do right by Giannis. And if Giannis said, I want to go to Golden State, make that happen, does that sound like something that Milwaukee would take heed to? Like, okay, he only won. Yeah, we got a better package over here, but Giannis, you brought us a chip.
I guess what I'm saying is, so there's 31 teams. Yeah. Giannis, you can go anywhere you want. I want to go to Golden State. Like, that's what I just don't.
I think that has to be in play for us to get him.
You're right. It has to be in play, and I would just be surprised. When I'm looking at a list, when I'm looking at NBA teams and where everybody's at right now, I don't think the Warriors are tops on anybody's list that wants to win a title. And I also do think Giannis is the type of guy that would say, if he says, you know what, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing with the Warriors, but I don't want to get there and it just be me and Steph because we need more players. Have you seen the Western Conference? Have you seen Oklahoma City and how deep they are and like how good their young stars are?
Well, without Giannis, the team that they're playing right now in the Western Conference Finals, the Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they were down 0-1 to this Warrior team without Giannis. So you do wonder, had Steph not got hurt, Donnie, what you had already looked like you – who knows?
Right. So there's a danger you could get Giannis and be worse if you consider this team a Western Conference Finals team if Curry stays healthy. And I'm not even saying you're wrong. I absolutely think the Warriors could have beaten the Timberwolves with Steph Curry healthy. But then you're saying you're a Western Conference Finals team. And at that point, maybe you do feel like you want to run it back. Mm. The other thing I think, too, is I think these guys want to stay in the East, like a guy like Giannis.
So. Yeah.
I just do. I could be wrong, but, I, you know, We'll see. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Would you just go all in for Giannis? That's the question. And you're going all in for Steph Curry. So to me, I guess going to acquire Giannis would be going all in for Steph Curry. I'm just not convinced that Steph and Giannis and a team that's been decimated in terms of who's gone, I'm not sure that guarantees anything next year. But let me be clear. The reason I would probably do it is because this is the reason I would do it. I don't think you are going to be able to get a superstar in here after Steph's gone. So if you get Giannis in here now and he plays with Steph for another 2 or 3 years, well, at least you're sitting with Giannis for another 3 or 4 right. years after Steph leaves. Right. And maybe you could build around it that way. Right. But I guess what I'm saying is Steph and Giannis themselves, and then we'll figure it out from there. I don't see it next year like being a championship team, but I could be wrong. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.